proclamation number 4978 dated the October 3, 1950. 10 commandments. First and second commandment. You shall be given the guiding principles by which you should live on earth and fulfill my will. You always have to keep my commandments of love in mind, and then you will never be able to sin, because a life of love is at all times a life within my eternal order, and then it is impossible to sin. My commandment of love towards God and your neighbor incorporated the laws and the prophets. Hence the 10 commandments given to Moses were not eliminated by my commandments of love, but merely confirmed. The 10 commandments were integrated at the same time in my 2 commandments, wherein I required love for me and your neighbor. You shall give all your love only to one God. Thus only one being should represent to you what you wholeheartedly aspire to, what you love and worship, what you strive to reach. Nothing shall exist to you that could replace or displace this most perfect being, your God, because all else a person still deems desirable are gods which reduce the love for your God and therefore cannot be tolerated beside me. Your love shall fully and completely relate to me, your God, Creator and Father of eternity. Because as a result of this love your conduct in life, your will and your knowledge will be shaped. Anyone who loves me more than anything else has gained everything, me myself, my love and eternal life close to me. This commandment is the first commandment, nevertheless it also includes the second commandment, love for your neighbor. Because the love for what I created is also an acknowledgement of love for me, and therefore both commandments are not to be separated from each other. So that you will learn to believe firmly and steadfastly, you shall sense my nearness and feel that I myself am speaking to you and take notice of all your thoughts and requests, even if they are not voiced. I will always share your inner life. I will know your questions and always will want to answer them just as soon as you give me the opportunity, i.e., as soon as you mentally present the question to me and patiently wait for the answer. You will always receive the reply as soon as you attune yourselves to receive it, thus by listening within yourselves, from where the answer will emerge. And thus hear the explanation of the commandment. Second commandment. You shall not take the name of your Lord in vain. Single quote, I am and remain the highest and most perfect being for you, whom you nevertheless can contact at any time. I want you to unite with me, to strive for unity with me. I want you to call for me because by doing so you inform me of your will. I want you never to exclude me from your thoughts. I want to be the first and the last to you. I want you to share with me everything that moves you. I want you to come to me for advice and completely confide in me, and humbly submit to my will. But I do not want you to take my name in vain without the involvement of your heart. I do not want you to live a life of pretense. I do not want you to appear to the world as my children who are sincerely devoted to their father and in reality are very distant from me. I do not want you to speak my name before the world and make the connection with me absolutely impossible due to your attitude, due to your conduct which does not correspond to my will but which remains hidden from other people because you are constantly using my name in order to deceive them. You are using my name in vain when your heart and mouth do not agree with each other, when your mouth speaks differently than your heart feels. Then it is truly better for you to openly turn away from me, because then you would lack all knowledge, whereas by mentioning my name you are admitting to know me although you still dislike me in your heart. You don't mislead me but you certainly mislead your fellow human beings. And thus you are playing a game of falsehood and deceit with me. You should become conscious of the fact that the deceptive mentioning of your God's name will double your sin, that you are more or less using me as a cover for your wrong way of life. That you want to cause confusion amongst those who still believe and to whom I am the highest and most perfect being. I should punish you for every call to me and every mentioning of my name from your mouth, but I acknowledge your free will and put up with your sacrilege, which, however, at times makes the believers wonder and doubt their faith. Therefore, every mentioning of my name without sincerity is a temptation for the believer, for which I will hold you to account one day. It is belittling me, whom you do not acknowledge and yet used to veil your true nature, whom you thus try to turn into an accessory, otherwise you would openly turn away from me and not try to conceal your way of life. The deceptive mentioning of my name is a lie which will avenge itself badly when all sin will be revealed one day. It is a flagrant violation of the commandment of love for God in the next person. Amen.